Good morning. My guest this morning is David Yen from the Spreckels Theater Company. That's one of the places that you're
Good morning,
from.
Yes.
I have to check my calendar to see how to introduce you.
So do I.
But here we are once again, yes. Back with Treasure Island.
Yes. Great story. Right. Gosh, one of the classics of all of literature.
How does it feel to be directing it and not in it?
Gosh,
as you have been before.
Yeah, I've been doing more and more directing recently, and it's just a blast because I love working with groups of people, and this group of people is exceptional. I mean, the actors are a pleasure and a delight to work with. The production staff is so creative and so supportive, and it's been a great ride, and we still got a couple of weeks to go before before we put it on its feet on September 18th. So it's been a blast.
So it's September 18th to October 4th.
Right, right.
The usual Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and
yep,
so on.
Yep, a couple of Thursdays. We're not going to be performing on Founders Day because the city of Rohnert Park does a lot of stuff in that complex on that day. So
that's Rohnert Park's birthday?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, well, it's a celebration yeah. of, yeah.
How so, large a cast is it?
We've just got a dozen people, so just about everybody doubles. The actor playing Jim Hawkins and the actor playing Silver don't, but everybody else is playing a couple of people, so it's a blast.
So you've got some, I understand, some technical innovations.
We do. We're in the Betty Condiotti Experimental Theater, which is about 100 seats or so. We use a lot of fun projections on the screen, some of which we can actually interact with. There are some Errol Flynn moments, which I won't give away, but there's some fun stuff involving lines that happen in the lines and ropes that happen in the show. A real fun sort of ever-changing set. So it's a blast.
Who is Ken Ludwig, who is credited here with the adaptation
of the
Robert Louis
yeah,
Stevenson
he's, he's a
novel.
World-known writer. He wrote Lend Me a Tenor. And,
right, yeah.
Yeah, and he's just done a ton of great work. He also did an adaptation of Three Musketeers that I played Athos in last year in Napa. So he's done a lot of directing. He's won, awards hand over fist. The guy's all over the place. So he's pretty good. He's pretty good.
What's the age range?
I would say it's a family show. If you're bringing a small child, we'll, of course, warn everybody. But there are some gunshots that happen in the show,
uh-huh.
So there's some loud noises. But we're working very hard to make the pirates fierce but not scary. Threatening but not terrifying.
Right.
So it should be a really good thing to bring the entire family to.
That's certainly the story of Treasure Island.
Yes.
At least the way we've learned it
yes.
over the years, starting with Robert Newton.
Yes, good old Robert Newton. Gosh, if ever there was somebody who was solely responsible for Talk Like a Pirate Day, it's Robert
right.
Newton and Robert Louis Stevenson,
right.
the two Roberts.
Yeah, and Robert Newton has been gone for a long time, and I wonder how much he really realized what an iconic figure he became.
Yeah, gosh, I don't know. I mean— I can't up you on the iconic. He just really made the thing happen.
So do
life.
You think? Do you think that Treasure Island is iconic as far as Sonoma County goes? Do you feel that there's going to be a production of it every year? Maybe.
I don't know about a returning production, but Stevenson spent his honeymoon on Mount St. Helena, squatting
That's
in a
right.
cottage out there. There's a state park named
That's
after
right.
him over in Calistoga. So. In some ways, it's very appropriate to be doing it here. It's been done so many times in film and stage and radio, and I think that we've really found some new, fresh things on it that will really entertain people. It's going
to
be a good
time. Well,
let's
tell people how to get tickets because
great.
You're in a small theater, and I think people should get their tickets in advance.
Yes.
Treasure Island, September 18th to October 4th at the Spreckels Performing Arts Center.
Yep.
For information and tickets, on the telephone, 588-3400, online, sprecklesonline.com. Thanks again, David, and thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.